bee-friendly cover crops in almonds. The question is, will they attract the bees to the cover crops and avoid pollinating the almond blossoms? That's always a big question about people debating to put in cover crops. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brittany Goodrich is the assistant professor in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She's worked extensively with cover crops, particularly the economics of having them in the ground. So what about that question? Will the bees be attracted to those beautiful flowering cover crops and not really getting into those almond blossoms?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern, but some research that was done at UC Davis by Neil Williams and some others has shown that is not the case, and that even if you have these bee-friendly cover crops next to your almond orchards, it's not going to take away pollinators from your almonds.
Goodrich comments on their massive volume of bees that are out there in that orchard flying around, and also the cover crops if the job gets done.
There's so many bees that are out in almond orchards during this time. They're really competing for all of the available pollen. So you're not going to have yield decreases because of these bee-friendly cover crops. They're not really going to be competing.
So there's the answer. Cover crops don't compete with the almond blossoms. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.